You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Wow. 26 more centimeters? Oh my gosh. And it's already pushing like past five since the grooming team cleared it this morning and did an initial report. Wow. That means over 142 centimeters in the past 7 days. We're pushing a base of 3 meters at Pig Alley. But yeah, pushing 225 centimeters at the Catskinner weather plot this morning. Oh my gosh. And yeah, the temperatures are awesome. It snowed to the valley where it's like 1 degree, and it's going to continue to snow today. Another 7+ centimeters expected by end of day, and stormy conditions again, 2 in the Alpine. And yes, there was a later opening for peak yesterday, understandable with the amount of terrain that, you know, needed RV control. And reports, and I didn't see it myself because I skied the backside, but not over by West Bowl, apparently a size 3, maybe 4 that naturally went in West Bowl all the way to the cat track. Haven't seen it yet myself, but it is really spicy for avalanche conditions out there. Like, spicy being, you know, a friendly term that really doesn't surmise just how deadly it is right now, particularly in tree wells. And we can see that with a report that came out just the other day of somebody passing on Whistle Blackcomb. So ride with buddies, can't stress that enough, and normalizing riding with avi gear too. Like, if you're heading out to Million Dollar, Kybers, McConkie's trees, like orange trees, do you have a shovel? You know, are you riding parallel? All big questions if you're heading into that terrain. But if you're inbounds today, yeah, Alpine wise, it's going to be a slower opening, I'm sure too. I had a couple runs on Harmony yesterday, absolutely stoked before I waited an hour for peak. And yeah, the backside of the T-bar there, backside of Little Whistler, into Whistler Bowl was, yeah, pretty wind affected, but the peak laps, oh my gosh, unreal. But we've got wind speeds of 80 to 90 kilometers an hour in the high Alpine today. So that's going to, you know, affect operations where, yeah, the temperature we're looking at right now is, -6 at the Horseman Hut and -5.5 degrees at the peak. And we're due for an Alpine high of maybe -9 at the tippy tops, but still some high winds to remain throughout the day with, of course, cloudy skies, scattered flurries easing towards the evening. But in the mid Alpine, like around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, we're looking for a temperature of about -3, and it's only -4, -4.5 degrees around those lodges right now. So it's a little warmer, which means for your ski out, the snow is going to feel heavier for sure, especially throughout the day, what with the temperature due to rise in the village to maybe 2 degrees, a little cooler than yesterday, actually. Yeah, we got to 3.8 in the valley yesterday. And another reminder that sunrise is at 7:30 right now. And yeah, sunset 7:15 tonight. Wow. But yeah, with that base temperature, let's have a look here. We are groomer-wise, well, pretty telling that they did some grooming out in Symphony, like Adagio. I still have a look at the grooming report and hope for something really cool to happen, like, oh, I don't know, Lower Franz's or Gear Jammer to get groomed. That would be cool. But Catskinner is groomed today. That'd be a lovely pitch. It always is a go-to on a pow day with some fresh pow on it. And yeah, we've got to make the most of it today and tomorrow, because those freezing levels shoot up on Thursday afternoon, and I mean skyrocket. We're talking 3,100 meters, so get after it today, you and everybody else perhaps. Although yeah, I don't know, people were only expecting maybe 10 centimeters. 26, wow. Which make the most of it today. Can't stress that enough that you do it with friends. That is, yeah, absolutely the piece of advice right now. And that's because too, with our avi risk, it is high in Alpine and treeline elevations, considerable still below treeline, with the bulletin simply reading that we should be avoiding avalanche terrain on Tuesday. The snowpack is complex and under stress from new snow and wind loading. The latest reports, the last min report I can see from NRA, area was actually on Saturday with some people heading up Singing Pass, but turning back around after people coming up from the Keys and Clare Hut advised them of, you know, some really thick wind slabs on Cowboy Ridge. And yeah, that's to be anticipated right now. So yeah, make conservative choices inbounds when you're skiing as well. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. So let's have a look at what your roads are looking like this morning. Your Road and Valley Weather Report brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Make sure you give him a call if you're in the market for a vehicle for your next adventure in the sea to sky, because there is definitely snow on the roads here in Whistler, and there will be a busy period where northbound, yeah, from Squamish, you'll be experiencing some heavy slush just about north of the canyon and Daisy Lake on onwards, which will maybe impact your drive this morning, and on side streets for sure some heavy slush. But some maintenance actually happening Daisy Lake today and Alice Lake Road. There's going to be a left lane blockage southbound due to some bridge maintenance. So that might well be due to Sunday, potentially. But left lane blockage southbound, let's see. That could potentially affect your drive today. Some other things coming up, like some maintenance at Nairn Falls. Some tree work, but with single lane alternating traffic. That's not till the end of the month. So I'll give you a reminder about that as we get to sort of March 28th. But reports this morning of wet and rainy through Squamish, and the temperatures drop with thick slush around Daisy Lake is the biggest giveaway. But yeah, takeaway, sorry. 0 degrees right now in the valley, looking for a high of just 2 degrees, but tomorrow it's going to start to warm up in the valley, like 7 degrees it's due to be warm. But overnight tonight, -2 into dawn tomorrow, which will be just a little before 7:30. So I know I mentioned a couple of events yesterday, but I'm going to do a few more for you. What with Apres today at Dusty's from the Hare Farmers, and Pat and Mike at the Dublin Gate. You've also got, of course, karaoke night happening because it's a Tuesday at the Crystal Lounge, and a chamber Apres happening today as well. If you're a member of the Whistler Chamber of Commerce, it's just $20 for members, but space is limited. I'm not sure where the one is happening today at 5 p.m., but it is. And I do know that the Whistler Public Library have their Whistler Children's Chorus happening at 4 o'clock today. Along with, I mentioned this yesterday, the journey to the White Continent, talking about a journey to Antarctica. This is from the National Geographic Society and Lindblad Expedition. But just waitlist spots available for that this evening at 6 p.m. What other events are on? A couple things. Well, happening tomorrow, actually, at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Center at 3 p.m. is a medicine bag workshop. They'll provide traditional materials and crafts to be able to do that. But yeah, that is happening at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Make sure you look on their website to get involved with that. And Burden Week starts tomorrow too. Yeah, via Showcase Showboards, they're going to be hosting a free Burden Step-On test ride day, along with their annual Women's Ride Day, and a couple other things, daily prize draws and a group ride day as well to, of course, celebrate Jake Burton Carpenter. So, I'd also like to mention and put this on your radar because it comes from North Shore Search and Rescue, from a rescue that they did on Sunday from Mount Seymour with an avalanche that buried a snowshoer. Yeah, really worth checking out that post from North Shore Rescue if you don't follow them already on Instagram, talking about that burial and rescue too, and just the scary reality of when things go wrong in our snowpack, and particularly right now. Lots of takeaways from that. Did you know that the Anonymous Art Show is Arts Whistler's only annual fundraiser? I didn't know that, actually, that it was the only one. But yes, the buying night for the Anonymous Art Show is on April 5th, and you can purchase tickets now via their bio on Instagram or their website. And yeah, proceeds from that really go back to help the Arts Whistler's community programs, including its Whistler Children's Festival, along with Art on the Salt Lake, and of course, Arts Whistler's Holiday Market. So April 5th is going to come around real quick. Yeah, along with the Ski and Snowboard Festival. I know, just like a month away. Yeah, so definitely start planning a bit for a couple of those events and dates so you don't miss out on tickets. Also, happening at Tapley's on the 18th of March is a Whistler Wolves information session on at Tapley's. Yeah, if you want to play in Whistler's Rugby League, they have an information to sign up night that night at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And happening today on the hill for some Whistler Backroom staff that were able to sign up is a ride day. You can ride Emerald Chair up until sort of, 6 p.m., which will be incredible. And Ski Tour are playing at the Roundhouse, until 8. And it's so fun actually downloading in the dark a different party. So that's going to be awesome for Whistler Backroom staff. That's happening today. But not so awesome, wow, is a post that I saw yesterday. Oh, just an FYI about someone who got hit by falling ice. And some of the icicles that generated during this week are huge, really hazardous. So be mindful when you're walking around. Keep your eyes peeled, upwards for, falling ice from rooftops because, oh boy, that person is lucky. Those stitches look gnarly. I'm really glad they're okay. But a good PSA there. Oof. And I do need to find out when this event is because the Boarding for Dollars event is coming back up again in April. And I know my buddy Andrew Slater is going to be, donating his locks. So that was an amazing event last year. I was so honored to MC it. And that's coming up pretty shortly in April. I'll let you know the date as soon as I can get a hold of that. But I've seen a post here with an update, and I did hear this from a good friend too from Singing Pass after Ben Chandler's post last week saying Caution Corner was a little spicy. It's much better right now. All the crossings are filled. It's running fast. And no skis off. Sounded good from yesterday, Singing Pass wise. But in terms of the backcountry skiing on the other side of that, we need to be so cautious right now. Oh, okay. Let's end on a positive here because, I need to suit up and get after it too. A few birthdays today, including a very special birthday shout out to a very special guy, Ryan Robinson. Loved the photos you took at the Whistler Blackcomb Tellus Winter Classic on Saturday. You're such a talented photographer, Ryan. So happy birthday to you. Hope to see you later. We'll see. But also Helen Bradford's birthday today, along with Andrea Bischoff's, Aaron Walker's, Lisa McGregor's, Christine Ritaka-Kafijas. I'm sorry I mispronounced your last name, Christine. Haven't seen you in a few years since you left town, but I hope you have a wonderful day. And you betcha. I got some wonderful throwback facts from Stinkies on the Stroll, including this one. Did you know that Coca-Cola was sold in bottles for the first time on this day in 1894? In a candy store in Vicksburg, Mississippi. 1894. Wow. Mm-hmm. In 1930, Mahatma Gandhi began his famous 200-mile protest march against the British salt tax on this day. Bonnie Tyler was at number one with Total Eclipse. I can't do the note this morning. Total Eclipse of the Heart in 1983, the same day that U2 scored their first UK number one album with War, if you didn't know that. Ace of Base were at number one with The Sign on this day in 1994. And, many years later, in 2010, I wonder which city this was in. Was it Medellin or Bogota? But over 130 people were arrested. 8 fans were hospitalized, too, trying to gatecrash a Metallica show in Colombia. 15,000 police and 4 tanks were brought in to manage the crowds. That was the first Metallica show in Colombia in 11 years. I don't know if it was Medellin or, Bogota, but wow, I know, crazy. But here's a great little joke of the day for you, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. You know that I actually just read an interesting fact. Bruce Lee had a vegan brother. Brocco Lee. And track of the day today is brought to you by a producer that I can't find much information on, Kasi, K-A-A-S-I. And I'm really loving their track, Art of Progression, right now. It came out a year ago from, an EP called Distance. Art of Progression, super electronic, but really, really funky with some cool, I say funky, it's not funk, but really funky use of different instruments on there that I'm enjoying. Art of Progression, a really cool long listen for, I don't know, some writing today. But if you are writing with music, I'm not right now. I love to ride with tunes for sure, but I want to be hyper aware, especially riding solo yesterday, of my surroundings. And I recommend doing the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ride safe out there, super seriously, but enjoy another power day whilst we can, because the days are numbered. Mm-mm.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.